And what you sow, you're surely gonna reap. Where bitter seeds are planted, hearts will harden. But a caring hand will make the heart sweet. And he was so in love for the family. And he was so in love, he took a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful harvest, like a good father does. So in love. And how I used to love to sit and watch my mama working with her needle and her thread. So patiently she'd listen to our problems, and we knew she heard every word we said. And she'd say, children, this old world is full of scratches, and in your life you're bound to have a few. Guess that's why the good Lord gave us patches, so we can start each day out feeling new. Yeah, she was so in love for the family. She was so in love, she took a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful. So in love, yeah, they were so in love for the family. They were so in love, they took a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful harvest. They took good care of us, they were so in love. Yeah, they did it all for us. They were so in love.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Saudi Arabia says there's been measurable progress in getting more food aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, ABC's Christian Cordero says there's movement in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas that are taking place in Cairo, Egypt.
The Wall Street Journal reports the potential deal includes around 20 hostages being released in return for Israel releasing an estimated 500 Palestinian prisoners and allowing 300,000 people to return to northern Gaza.
The New York Times reports top Israeli officials believe they could face arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court in the near future as pro-Palestinian protests continue across the U.S. The weekend's extreme weather is blamed for five deaths, four of them in Oklahoma, one in Iowa, and no arguments today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC News has learned he met Sunday with Florida governor and former rival Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News. A district attorney in upstate New York is now facing an investigation after apparently trying to get herself out of a speeding ticket. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley was caught on a police body cam video at her home after refusing to pull over for a traffic stop.
Dorley admitted she was speeding.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Eventually, she told the officer to write her a ticket.
I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. You know what I've been dealing with all day? Three murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has referred Dorley's case to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, saying Dorley has undermined her ability to hold others accountable for violating the law.
An unusual roundup east of Seattle, four zebras got loose from their owner's trailer on I-90. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
Tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A fatal incident involving police in Beloit Sunday morning. Wisconsin Department of Justice says officers confronted someone holding what was described as bladed weapons and walking toward another person. After refusing to follow orders to put their weapons down, the person was shot by an officer and later died at a hospital. Several alcohol-related arrests and medical calls at Saturday's Mifflin Street block party in Madison. In addition, a police officer suffered minor injuries when she was struck by a vehicle while working traffic. Police also say a vehicle was flipped over and damaged. Walking the state of Wisconsin for a cause, Greg Stasinski routinely takes long walks as a part of his recovery from alcohol and drug addiction. This August, he'll connect several long walks from Superior to Cudahy to raise $10,000 for the Substance Abuse Disorder Treatment Program at Milwaukee's United Community Center. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up. It's down. And everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few off and on sprinkles this morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon. We'll get to 51 today, the wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing, 39 tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be warmer with a high of 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Why can't you be blue over me?
sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Kalijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet, cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on, time marches on.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Ain't gonna call you after a day.
next Monday I'm gonna give up on you. Giving it up. Ooh. Next Monday I'm gonna give up on you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Once again, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Washington, D.C. As the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, we're holding our annual Washington Watch event. Coming up, this hour, we'll have a check of those markets. Also, our Ag Weather Forecast and Newsmaker segment, too. Time now for Dairy News with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Lots of news last week, Dave. March milk production was down 1%. Cold storage data showed a rising butter inventory, but cheese held in check.
Yeah, Lee, a lot to unpack here. Milk production still hasn't come back. It's an unusual situation that we're in right now. Well, I shouldn't say unusual. It is what it is. And the reality of it is that certain milk sheds have plenty of milk at the moment, but others are not doing so well. Texas milk production was actually down 5%. We attribute a lot of that to the avian flu. I mean, that would be about 30 dairies down there that have that. And the number is actually probably greater than that. So if I look at the numbers on the cold storage report, cheese, 170 to 180, which is, you know, where we hit last week, makes sense. That's a market clearing level for right now. The butter market ought to be pricing more like 250 as opposed to 290. So for both of these markets, you know, cheese has been, for most of the year, the inventory numbers would project $1.70 to $1.80. And for most of the year, we were at $1.40, $1.50. Butter is 40 cents above where it should be. So I don't know how much these reports actually matter for the market at the moment. There is a commercial aspect to this, the commercial realities of the world. And those are keeping prices, at least for most of this year so far, at levels other than what would be projected by the cold storage report.
Well, when you look at the powder price and dry whey, that the situation is quite the opposite.
That's true. Recently, there's been an uptick in demand for cheese, and we're starting to see that affect the price. The reality is the global demand for powder remains weak, and that has been the story so far this year. What I see as a potential is that if cheese can maintain a $1.70, $1.80, and even go higher, and personally, I think that's possible, pretty soon you're going to find that some of the Mott's manufacturers may start looking at the non-fat market as a viable option to fortify the fat. In other words, instead of buying fresh milk, they're buying non-fat from a protein perspective to make some of the mozzarella cheese and things like that. That could actually give a little bit of a burst or certainly a supportive underpinning to the non-fat market going forward.
Yes, and all the eyes keep on that milk production number because with heifer numbers being low and output staying below year-ago levels, that makes people nervous.
Absolutely. You know, the cow numbers in the milk production report down 7,000 head. So far, year-to-date, we're down almost 1% in cow numbers. From this time last year, basically March of 23, we're down 100,000 head. Meanwhile, year-to-date slaughter is down 14%. So we're actually culling less cows, and we're not growing the herd. So we've got both these things, and I think that equation right there points to the heifer replacement situation, which I don't think gets any better next month or the month after that. This is going to be a long time to unfold this. And as I told you and your listeners before, Lee, if demand is weak, and demand for cheese up until this point has been rather weak, it doesn't so much matter how much milk we make. But when that changes, you find out real quick that, you know, the market may need to go up. I'm quite bullish going into the balance of the year.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
USDA announced actions recently designed to protect our nation's livestock populations with the recent bird flu epidemic. We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
What is being done to protect our nation's livestock industry from threats of highly pathogenic H5N1 avian influenza?
We've come together to announce a series of actions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA has led to actions such as a federal order to take effect Monday, requiring mandatory testing for H5N1 for interstate movement of dairy cattle. Also,
we're issuing a federal order that will require laboratories and state veterinarians to report to the USDA any cattle that test positive for avian flu or any type of influenza A.
The secretary notes the importance of testing due to the emergence of the virus in dairy cattle.
Requiring positive test reporting will help USDA better understand this disease, and testing before interstate movement will limit its spread.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us tomorrow for our Producer Tuesday from the Professional Dairy Producers. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the NAFB Washington Watch event. I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower, May down 18 to 18 even, June down 14 to 18.06, July down 13 to 18.38, August down 19 at 18.58. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up a quarter to 177 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks up one to 175, two trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day, cash butter up a quarter to 297, 13 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down a half to 111, two trades. Dry whey steady at 38 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher, fueled by stronger cash cattle trade late in the week. Hog markets were mostly lower, as lower cash markets have traders now worrying about summertime hog demand. April live cattle up 72 cents to 184.67. May feeder cattle up 245 to 248.70, and May hogs down a dollar to 94.27. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly lower. Soybeans also mostly lower on the day. Near-term weather looked to bring plenty of short-term rain to much of the corn and soybean belt, and that should boost emergence on early planted acreage, but also slowing further progress. Now, the soybean markets were also lower due to continued South American bushels attracting the most export attention as harvest is wrapping up in Brazil. Wheat markets were mostly higher on the day. The plains will see seasonal to above normal temperatures to push the crop along, but there's still some concerns about the Black Sea region with continued dryness. Mantif wheat also had fresh highs on Friday, and that helped to support the market. New crop corn down 2 3/4 to 473.5. New crop beans down 3/4 to 1174.75. May wheat in Chicago up 1 to 603.25. Minneapolis wheat May up 6.25 to 697.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.95, May $3.98, June $4.01, new crop $4.19. Cash beans $10.97, May $11.02, June $11.07, new crop $10.90. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn $4.15, May $4.18, June $4.15, new crop $4.23.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in May corn $4.04, June $4.20, new crop $4.23. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and May corn $3.93, new crop $4.18, cash and May beans $10.87, new crop $10.99. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn four even, new crop $4.18, cash beans $10.83, new crop at $10.90. Red Wing Grains, cash and May corn $4.29, June $4.28, new crop $4.23, cash beans $11.39, May $11.41, June $11.51, new crop $11.19. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and May corn $3.95, new crop $4.18, cash beans $10.87, May $10.91, new crop $10.99. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 155 to 184, Holstein fed cattle 135 to 165, market cows 87 to 126, bulls 114 to 151, calves set 200 to 910, beef steers 157 to 400, Holstein steers 138 to 310, sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 285 and down, ewes 97 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 160 and down. That is a check of markets reporting in Washington, D.C. at the NAFB Washington Watch event. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing for all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise on what you. Convince me otherwise, I'll do anything you please. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worked so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless. Tell a fool
sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me, I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress, mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. So I ordered straight tequila, a little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date and I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells, standing by a woman in a long white lacy veil. I raised the veil, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I and just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Dr. Darlene Conkle. She is the state veterinarian for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and HPAI in dairy cattle. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about HPAI really in animals here for a little bit. And thank you to our Newsmaker segment sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Darlene, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, on Wednesday, USDA came out saying, okay, if we're going to have interstate movement of dairy cattle, we have to test for HPAI infection. So explain the reasoning behind that and what that means for dairy farmers.
All right. Well, first, the reasoning behind it, I believe, for USDA, and they implemented that order after briefing state animal health officials and state agriculture departments as well. And so we've been working with USDA throughout this situation and trying to learn more about the high path AI H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. And I think the reason they implemented the order was to try to get a little more information and ensure that dairy cattle that are lactating, that are moving interstate, that they do have negative test results before they move, and to get a little more information on cattle moving. There was some concern that since the end of March or mid-March, we had seen more cases in more states. Currently, I think we're at 33 cases in 8 states, which has stayed the same for the last week or so. So it stayed pretty steady, which is good news. We haven't seen more in the previous week or two. So just trying to get more information and have a little more assurance that lactating cattle moving interstate have negative tests before they go.
As when we recorded this on the 25th of April, Wisconsin is not one of those 8 states, correct?
That's correct. We don't have any cases to date in Wisconsin of hypathiae in dairy cattle.
So what would be the, what would be the procedure then if a dairy farmer says, geez, I think I've got some cattle that aren't feeling well. It's confirmed. What then is, where does your department come in to respond to that? Is there a quarantine area or what would happen then next?
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, we want to encourage farmers and veterinarians to report to us if they are seeing anything unusual or they think they have cattle that are fitting the description for this disease. And we've received some of those calls already, and we are glad for that. They haven't resulted in any positive cases for us in the state, but we've been able to help veterinarians and farmers kind of work through there and get the appropriate testing done. So if we were to find a positive detection in Wisconsin, our state lab would send that information off to the federal lab for confirmation. And our staff and Division of Animal Health would be following up with that farm and that veterinarian to really just get a better picture of what's going on at that farm. How do animals normally move? What classes of animals move? What risk factors could there have been? Did they have any recent movements on or off the farm? Was there any reports of sick or dead birds near the area or things like that, just to gather more information? May result in some movement restrictions, at least at first, especially on the lactating cattle, until we get a better handle on things. And we would work through that with the farmer and veterinarian. Each farm, we understand, is going to be a little different based on size differences or whether they even move off the farm regularly or not. So we'll work through that with the farm owner and veterinarian just to gather more information and be our first step.
Talking with Darlene Conkle. She is the state veterinarian with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture this morning. Darlene, it's springtime, it's planting time, but it's also still migration time. And so poultry farmers always have had to worry about this. Now, obviously, potentially dairy farmers have to worry about this. And really, there's, you know, we've heard reports of a goat herd coming down with this. Potentially, it could be a pig herd that, you know, could eventually come down with this. So I'm just going to put it in a generalization. Livestock producers, what do they need to be doing right now with this migration going on to protect their livestock, regardless of the species?
Mm-hmm. And what we want livestock producers to know and to be looking for is just to look at good biosecurity and keeping their animals safe, not only from H5N1, the avian influenza virus, but from other diseases that could impact their farms and their livestock. So keeping livestock separate from any connection with wild birds or the environment, you know, using clean footwear and coveralls when working with animals, washing hands often, keeping equipment, especially the equipment used to feed and water animals, keeping that clean and dedicated to the species of animal that you're working with. We've got a lot of information about biosecurity and good biosecurity practices on our website. So we encourage producers to look at that information and see what they might be able to tailor for their own farms.
And Dr. Conkle, with looking at this virus, of course you read stuff on the internet, and you got to take it with an incredible grain of salt, but what is potentially your department, or I would assume you're working with APHIS, U.S. the Animal Plant Health, and are they doing any type of research on this to say, okay, is there, what can we do to either vaccinate or, you know, predict changes in the virus, or is there some research into this even more so now because of it jumping from poultry to goats to dairy cattle?
USDA APHIS is doing research on the virus. They have viral sequences from the poultry detections over the years, and they're gathering information on these detections in cattle as well. There was the one detection in a goat in Minnesota recently as well. That's the only detection in goats we have so far. And they're definitely looking at those viral genome sequences, gathering more information about how this virus may be moving around and any potential mutations it may have picked up along the way. The USDA also has an agricultural research service that's also doing additional research on influenza viruses and other viruses in livestock.
With the movement testing restrictions for dairy farms, if they have to move cattle, so how do they get tested? Because it's not just, from the way I understand, it can't just be Brian, the veterinarian. It has to be a certain lab. So how can they do that here in Wisconsin?
They can contact us if they need more information, and we will certainly help them out and find testing resources. But the testing would be done by veterinarians in the state who are licensed and accredited. The testing, according to the federal order, should be performed at a National Animal Health Network lab. And we do have one in Wisconsin connected with the University of Wisconsin here in Madison. Our surrounding states have those labs as well. And veterinarians that work with livestock are fairly familiar with working with those labs. We'll have more information coming out shortly as we can get more information on more specifics on testing to help veterinarians navigate that and get logistical considerations out of the way.
Dr. Conkle, did USDA give you at least, or give some of the other state veterinarians, some type of time frame? Is this something that's just going to be for a few months until we get through migration, and then it may come back again in fall? Or is this going to be just a potentially a permanent thing?
Well, the order is scheduled to begin on Monday, April 29th, and it does not have an end date at this point. So I think the intent is to gather as much information as we can and modify or sunset that order as the situation allows. So for current times, for right now, we're working within the confines of that order, and we expect to get additional guidance with more details soon in the next couple of days, which will help with some of the other questions and logistics on complying with that order. And then the intent is to gather as much information as we can from all states so we can respond more readily to this disease.
That is Dr. Darlene Conkle. She is the state veterinarian with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The rain should come to an end today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cool and cloudy weather will be the rule, and followed by much warmer weather tomorrow when high temperatures are forecast to reach the 60s and 70s. A swift-moving storm system then will drive a line of showers and storms through the area tomorrow afternoon and into the evening, and then another chance of rain is set for Thursday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 20% chance of rain showers, highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 67 to 72%, southeast winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the southwest at 12 to 17, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation is possible, and we'll see about an hour of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, lows 36 to 41, relative humidities at 86 to 91%, west northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 40 to 45%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the south at 11 to 16. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny. Another chance of rain showers. Highs 65 to 70. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny. Another chance of a shower or storm. Highs 60 to 65. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. Another chance of rain. Highs 55 to 60.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Snails and slugs move around the garden at, well, a snail's pace. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They may be slow, but the damage they can do adds up quickly if they're not controlled. As you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Slugs and snails are a universal pain in gardens. They're very similar creatures, except snails carry their house on their back. Robin Rosetta is a retired extension educator at Oregon State University. She says 99% of the snails and slugs found in your garden are not native. Since they thrive in cool, damp areas during the day, Rosetta says one line of defense is to eliminate their hiding places.
See if you have woody debris around, containers, anything that they would hide under during the daytime is a good place to look. And you can hand collect them. Often it's just pretty easy to put them in a can of soapy water and they'll drown within 24 hours usually.
Some people use cups of beer buried around the plants. Slugs and snails are attracted to the yeast in the beer and fall in. There are chemicals that control them, but be careful because these products may be harmful to pets and kids. Barriers around your plants are another option. Copper flashing and screen is often successful. The copper somehow reacts with the critter's slime, causing a flow of electricity. Snails and slugs need moisture to function, so you might solve the problem by just letting everything dry out.
If you water in the morning versus water in the evening, chances are that you're going to see a great reduction in the amount of damage overnight because it'll still be wet if you water in the evening. So having things drier again.